minutes. Here's Sharon Alza.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Officials at the Indiana State Fair say their focus is on finding out what led to Saturday night's stage roof collapse. They brought in New York engineering firm Thornton Tomasetti to handle the investigation. In addition to a structural probe, there are conflicting reports on weather warnings, when they were issued, and if officials on the scene hesitated to pass them on. State Fair spokesman Andy Klott says the collapse could not have been foreseen.
This was a freakish act of God, and I don't know how it could have been prevented.
And Thornton Tomasetti's Scott Nachman says it may have been a freak accident.
Many straight-line winds, microbursts, tornadic events are things that are not really considered in the building codes.
Nachman says he and three structural engineers started their investigation Tuesday by reviewing documents related to the design and construction of the stage assembly. He says engineers also will examine the actual construction to make sure it conforms with the original design. Funeral plans for some of the five victims have now been made. Fewer Hoosier infants and children are dying, according to new data released this morning by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. WFYI's Marianne Holland has more.
In addition to the decreased death rates for Hoosier children, there was more good news. There were also fewer teens having babies, and there were fewer teen dropouts. That number is down from 13% in 2000 to 7% in 2009. But that's where the positive statistics end for Indiana, as far as the 2011 Kids Count data book is concerned. There are now more low birth weight babies in the state and more children living in families without secure incomes. In fact, 20% of Hoosier children are now living in poverty. Bill Stanjakovitz, president of the Indiana Youth Institute, says economic factors are largely to blame for the lower living standards now facing many children in the state. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Bloomington police say authorities are searching a landfill near Terre Haute in the Lauren Spear investigation. The 20-year-old IU student has been missing since June 3rd. Her parents from New York remain in Bloomington, hoping that the start of the school year yields new information that can tell them what happened to their daughter. Carmel Mayor Jim Brainerd says he trusted Stephen Libman and that Libman's poor judgment and decision-making led city officials to investigate the ex-president of the Center for the Performing Arts. The Indianapolis Star reports the mayor believes Libman and his assistant would fly to what amounted to out-of-town dates on the Art Center Foundation's tab. Libman abruptly resigned last month and has given no specifics. And tonight is a mayor's night out on the Far East Side. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard will hold his monthly question and answer session with residents. Tonight's meeting is at the Imagine Indiana Life Sciences Academy. That's at 43rd and Midhoffer from 6 to 7 p.m. WFYI weather, today mostly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms possible, low 66. Partly sunny tomorrow with isolated thunderstorms, high 87. Friday sunny and 87. And then for the weekend, partly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday's high 89, Sunday's high 85. Right now it's clear and 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. In sports this morning, the Indianapolis Colts have signed free agent defensive end Tyler Brayton. Coach Jim Caldwell says Brayton gives the team depth and experience. He's the fourth former first-round pick signed by the